Welcome back to the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report. It's time for our Unified Bank Nailers Profile with Nailers forward Sean Josling. And Sean, first thing, want to congratulate you as you were one of the players chosen by your team and head coach Derek Armey to wear a letter this season. What did that mean to you when you got that news?
It's my third year, so I've been trying to take some steps to become a leader. So, that's what I'm going to plan to do and keep doing as the season goes on.
You've had some really good leaders in here your first 2 years pro. Austin Fighton wore the C your first year, Dylan McPherson last year. What sort of things did you take away from them that you're going to try and incorporate into this year's leadership group?
I think you try to take the things, not just on the ice, but off the ice, the way they, hold themselves, the way they, kind of carry themselves. And then obviously on the ice, having Feitze and Macker, they were both great captains and, great role models too, so.
Year number three for you, how much easier is it now compared to when you came in here as a rookie? And also the fact that some of you have been able to stay together for those 3 years, the likes of you, Smith, Drevich.
That's pretty special. I think it's just me and Drevy left from our very first camp, I believe. And then Smitty came in, but definitely special to have Drev with me and Smitty through this ride. It's been a great 3 years, so just keep the good times rolling.
Having the success that you did last year, getting a chance to not only make the playoffs, but win a first round series, what's the next step for you guys? Because it has to be something where you're kind of going piece by piece along the way to build towards something great.
That one kind of sucked last year. We got swept in the second round, but some of the returning guys coming back, we told some of the new guys that, we want a Kelly Cup and that's what our plans are.
For you from an individual standpoint too, really neat opportunity where you've had a chance to get some AHL action before. You went up with San Diego last year, but you made enough of an impact at Wilkes-Barre Scranton camp this year that you got an American Hockey League contract out of the deal. How much did that mean to you to be able to put yourself on that radar and permanently in an organization?
Obviously, it's pretty cool. That's the kind of thing you're working for throughout those last couple years. So it just gives you a little bit more confidence, makes you feel a little bit more comfy, but things are just getting started.
When you played in the American League last year, did you notice a lot changed in the way that you played your game, or were you able to take a lot of what you were successful with here in Wheeling and translate it up there as well?
I would say a little bit of both. I was kind of playing maybe a little bit of a different role up there, not playing as much, but, try and just keep it simple. And obviously, they brought you up there to play your game, so that's what I tried to do.
Do you notice here going year by year that things change a little bit depending on what types of personnel you have in terms of what makes you successful as a team? Or do you notice some of the pillars that really stay stationary and are just a true identity of this team year in and year out?
I think some things change, but, the main focus kind of stays the same. We want to play that Nailers hockey, that gritty hockey, and obviously be a successful team. So,
what sticks out to you the most about this year's group that you think is going to give you guys a good chance to be successful?
We're a young team, but we get those young legs. So, we just started meshing together. So, I think we got some good things coming.
First road trip here as well. What's that going to be like to finally get away from here, get a chance to mesh on the road and kind of get that bonding going a little bit further?
Yeah, I think the boys will enjoy the bus ride, maybe a couple guys first time on the long road trips. But it's fun. The bus is always fun, get the cards going, get the guys get tight and, kind of get that connection going.
What do you have for some individual goals this season? I know the team goals come first, but you probably have some things that you're looking to accomplish this year, too.
Definitely. Every year I try to, have more goals, have more assists, have more fights. But, just little things, play a fuller game, 200-foot game. But, just try and get better every year.
Since fans have gotten to know you over the first 2 years, what did you get a chance to do for fun this offseason?
Not a whole lot, actually. Didn't really get away. Just tried to get up to the cottage as much as I could. I love it up there. It's always a blast. And then I got into a lot of golfing this summer, so working on my game.
In addition to how close you are with the players in the dressing room, whether it's on the ice, off the ice, what's your favorite thing about being back here in Wheeling?
Just all the boys being in the same spot. You know, we all live in the same apartment, so it's nice to have everyone together all the time. You know, we always make it fun. I know there's not a whole lot to do, but we always find a way to make it fun.
Very good, Joser. I appreciate a few minutes of your time. It's great to have you back again to create some more great memories here in Wheeling.
Thanks, Deej.
Nailers forward Sean Jostling, our Unified Bank Nailers profile tonight. More of the Hughes Office Equipment Intermission Report comes your way next on the Nailers Broadcast Network, presented by Main Street Bank.